Welcome to Evolving Ish TV. I'm your host, Monique J. Thank you for being here and letting me be a part of your day. I will not hold you guys long, I promise. Today we're talking about starting over, starting from scratch, beginning again, and feeling like a damn failure when it happens. And let's be honest, we go into new projects, relationships, etc., believing that the outcome will be one way when it turns out an entirely different way, or the results are not what we wanted, what we hoped for, and what we perceived would happen based on our actions, based on a plan you may have set for yourself. But realistically speaking, we can do the plans and we can have the emotional intelligence for whatever relationship or whatever the circumstance is and still be unprepared and or ignorant being not having knowledge of what could happen. And that's the bottom line. Yes, planning and goal setting and completing tasks allow us to move through situations with ease and or make things easier so we can stay organized. But if it's something like a relationship, you're going through a divorce, you're going through a bad breakup, we can have all the emotional intelligence in the world. But how someone else behaves, how someone else reacts, the way in which someone else treats us is one, not always a reflection of us and our inadequacies. But you have to remember that you're dealing with an entire human being. And so if we know nothing else, we know that we don't have control over other people, right? We only have control over ourselves. But for the sake of today's conversation, let's reframe our mind. Let's reframe our thought process and get to the root of why that situation or business or career path and or job promotion didn't happen. And we feel like we failed and we feel like, or we are starting over, beginning again. And one of the root reasons for feeling that way is because of disappointment. And acknowledging that you are disappointed, that it didn't go the way you planned, and you're left with the residual of that situation. And then also, your feelings of failure can also stem from the perception of others and what and how they are looking at you and your situation from the outside. And one of the first things that can come to mind when you are going through this is, oh my gosh, what is everybody close to me going to think? Or what is my mom going to think? Or what is my spouse going to think? What is my colleague or coworker that I'm close to going to think? I failed at this shit, right? All of these thoughts come to mind when you realize that you have to start over, and or if you're forced to start over because, knock on wood, this has happened to us, your business burns to the ground. Okay, that happened to us right in the middle of COVID. One of our brick and mortar shops, takeout shops, burned up from the inside out. The other businesses that were connected to it were affected, but not in the same way that our business was. They didn't have to close up shop. I just remember this feeling of deep despair to watch something that you had spent so much time physically, mentally, and emotionally building. We had been in that particular spot for about 5.5 going on 6 years at the time. And no issues prior to that incident happening. And so I just remember feeling this deep despair because you do all of this work, you do all of this planning, strategizing, in hiring a crew of people. And because we had already been established, we had all of those ducks in a row. And it's like, oh my goodness. We did all of that work just for this to happen. And this is how it feels like in many situations. That feeling happens in relationships, again, work, anything. I did all of that. I spent all of that time and energy just for the shit to hit the fan. Are you kidding me? And so it's important that you acknowledge your disappointment and acknowledge why you feel disappointed. And in instances like that, what happened to us, it's because, again, we took time, energy, money, resources, strategizing, planning to get to that point. And we were a very busy location. And so there's employees whose jobs were lost because of it, because after it happened, we weren't sure if we were going to go back to the business. We weren't sure if we wanted to rebuild and if we were going to rebuild in that location. And so there was a lot of moving parts that had to be addressed. And this is an instance where starting over is forced upon you. For instance, again, when a natural disaster takes place and people's homes are destroyed, businesses are destroyed. And that's an instance where you are forced to begin again. You are forced to start over. Now, I've also had the experience of a business not going right and not working out the envisioned. And we've had to start a new business. So I've been there. And I've had the job that I thought was going to push me to new levels and to help me grow in that work environment. And the shit hit the fan. I've been divorced before. I'm with my now husband. You know, I was in my early 20s when I married the other young man, and we were married for 18 months just about before I filed for a separation. And I have lived many lives, you guys, and so I know what it feels like in various situations to have to start again, to begin again, to have to re-strategize and to come up with resources, gather resources in order to move forward again, maybe in the same industry, maybe not, right? Maybe in a new relationship, maybe not. And then with relationships, you know, like, you definitely need a ton of time to heal before you go seeking out some new stuff, right? Unless you are decentering relationships and men, or he, she, they, them, right? And so I just really want us to reframe our thought process into how we view the need to starting over and looking at it from a place of experience and wisdom, and not from a place of feeling like this is a setback. And ultimately, when you look at it that way, you realize that it's not really a setback. If it's a situation like a business or career, something happens in your career or the promotion that you didn't get, it feels like a setback, but it actually is not, because all that you have learned along the way, you still have it. All of the wisdom you've acquired, all of the connections that you have acquired have not gone away. They're still there. Your resources are still there. Now, if you're someone who has lost a job, you were furloughed or laid off, you are going to feel like a failure. You have to accept the fact that you will have to accept that it didn't work out. And that's really difficult. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say it's easy. It is a muscle. Usually after two times of having to start over, it's like, okay, well, got to start over. And what I would suggest, if, say, I was your life coach, right? I would suggest, if you asked me, that you take time away from attempting to focus on starting over and having that separation and detaching physically and mentally to some degree of what took place. It will allow you the time to introspect and to see where things could have been a little different, and to ultimately introspect enough to know, what did I do right in this situation that I could have been better at, that I could have used a different resource or went about the situation a different way, and or if it's in terms of a bad breakup, relationship wise or divorce, what role did I play in the downfall of this relationship? And if you were in a situation or are in a situation where you're coming out of abuse, that's entirely effing different, because there's nothing you did wrong to deserve the abuse that you went through. And so that is when I would recommend seeing a therapist, a psychiatrist, or a counselor who specializes in trauma. Okay, a life coach should not be helping you with trauma unless they are licensed clinically and they have the education of a therapist, of a counselor. Because I'm seeing more now than ever a lot of therapists and psychiatrists going into coaching people and not using their license in the clinical, traditional way, because it allows them more flexibility and compassion for people. And so I just want to put that out there, okay? Coaches are not trained unless they have been trained in trauma. That takes a lot of education. And so, yeah, I'll leave that alone. Then there's also this grieving process that takes place when something has failed or something was unsuccessful. And part of that is acknowledging the disappointment. All of that kind of works together, as well as stepping away from. So like, I'll go back, give you an example. When the business burned up, my husband and I were evaluating and introspecting as to whether we would go back into the food industry and to open another or two more takeout restaurants. And we thought about it, and we thought about it, and we thought about it some more, and we knew we were really good in the industry anyway. And so we know that we had the tools and the resources to begin again, as well as some good ass insurance. Okay. And we knew we could do it. We did it before multiple times over. We could do it again. And my husband had been doing it longer than I had. He had been investing in other people's takeout restaurants and restaurants long before I came along. And so everything about that industry I learned from him. But anywho, so ultimately what you need to ask yourself is, how can I begin again? And how much of that beginning again do I have the capacity to work towards right now? Am I going to go full jump head in and use the rebuilding as a distraction for the hurt that the previous failure caused me? Or am I going to take it in small doses? Shout out to Amanda Seals' podcast, Small Doses. But sometimes starting small is what's best. And so for you, if it's a promotion that you wanted, somebody else beat you out of that promotion, that may look like going to your boss and asking them specific questions as to why you were not chosen. And then taking that constructive criticism, hopefully, to tweak your behaviors at work and what's expected of you. Grasshopper, patient. Okay, all of us entrepreneurs have failed first. Okay, even if it's someone like your Mael Organics, Monique Rodriguez, shout out to her and her family. I remember when she first got started, and it seemed like, I mean, I'm talking about like first got started, I mean like I was one of their first 20,000 followers, you guys. So this is like 2013-ish, 2012. So it seemed like they came out of nowhere. And this is when Instagram first came into our lives. And it was like, damn, this is amazing. She went from being a nurse to quitting and having to go full time with her hair care line and products. But the back end of that story was she spent so much money, her and her husband, investing in the science of her product and dealing with multiple scientists to help concoct her products without degrading the ingredients that she was pushing and hoping to use in her products. Then it was a time when they got back ordered because they became real popular. They got one of their first like features in like Essence magazine or something like that, and so shit was like selling out, right? And she wasn't prepared for production of that magnitude. I remember listening to her in an interview, and she was like, we were not effing prepared. And she went through the whole process of having to find manufacturers who could keep up, etc., and having the storage space for those products. And it was just so many layers to her stories, to her company's success. But if you're on the outside looking in, you're like, damn, she got her first business right. And she did it. Because although that's the business that stuck, and that's the business that ultimately has made her and her husband millionaires and successful business owners in this beauty empire, there was so much shit in the middle of that to get them where they are. And I'm sure that there's still things happening at each level of their success in their industry that they have to learn and grow through. And that's the whole point, y'all. It's having patience with yourself, giving yourself grace. And if you're like me, someone who has tried multiple different types of businesses, well, that's just our path. Hey, y'all. Push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify. And while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. Now let's get into the episode, okay? And you have to be able to accept that this is it. Acceptance is a big part of how we respond and how we move through these things that we go through in life, y'all. And so you have to ask yourself, am I equipped, ready, prepared to do this? And if it doesn't work, will I have enough to start over again as well? And starting over again doesn't mean that you lack experience. Starting over again just means that you are starting over. That's it. It just means that this isn't the one. Let me try again. Whether it's the same industry, whether it's a different industry, whether it's a new relationship after some time of healing. Either way, starting over is not a failure. Starting over is not a sign that you shouldn't try again. Starting over is the new success. Sometimes you just have to step away for a season to recoup, introspect, and to re-strategize, right? And if it's a relationship, a lot of that is about just healing and working through the emotional impacts of the relationship. A lot of women are decentering men. Y'all may have heard about the 4B movement. Maybe you haven't, but if you tap the link in the show details, the description box, you can go to my TikTok page, and I have a video pinned on my page about the 4B movement and what that's all about and the decentralization of men in relationships. And so through all of these things, again, it's about patience. Patience with you. Patience with yourself. Grace with yourself. And finding that peace again, because with peace comes energy, a flowing energy, a never-ending energy from yourself, the divine, and whoever you believe in. That's all I got for today, family. I told you I wasn't going to hold you long, right? So if you'd like to contact me and share and or ask questions, I am evolvingish@gmail.com, okay? Or you can call 667-335-1840. If you want to call in, I'll play it on the show. I'll keep your name anonymous, of course. Stay blessed, stay vigilant, stay drama and sucker free. Peace and blessings.